Hi, this is John Hall. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 Acre.
WGXC underwriting support has been provided by Dedicated Presentation Solutions. Allow DPS to turn your audiovisual how-do-eyes into here's-how-you-cans. Visit dedicatedpresentation.com or call 845-475-8465 for more information. Dedicated Presentation Solutions, your audiovisual partner.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Alex Benson of Tivoli, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org/donate and designating an amount of your choosing. Thank you for your support.
WGXC always needs computer donations. If you have an old one you don't need, and it is either a Macintosh 2011 or newer 2.0 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, or Windows 2012 or newer 2.4 GHz or faster CPU, dual core or more, email info@wgxc.org for more information.
WGXC 90.7 FM, Aqua, Catskill, Hudson, New York, 90.7 FM. Listeners reported. It's radio for open ears, open heart, open hands.
No
more swearing.
10 years old. Okay, we're close.
No swearing. Cell phones off.
Or otherwise.
No.
Hello and welcome to the Thingularity Radio Program, broadcasting live from the palatial administrative offices of the Catskill Makers Syndicate. Located at 65 West Bridge Street in the heart of Catskill. We are here to answer any science or technology-related questions you may have, but you never ask them, so... All right. If you happen to have any sort of questions or comments that you would like to direct at us, you can send them to catskillmakersinfo@gmail.com or try it directly at www.thingularity.tech. All right. That's the intro, sweet and complete. And to my left is Ben. How you doing tonight?
Pretty good, yourself?
Not bad. To head next to him is Brian, our sound technician.
Hello!
So don't mind if you don't hear him. He's working his butt off, but he is definitely working.
And to the left of his left is Albert!
Oh, Corey skipped him. Cody. Oh, God. Cody skipped himself. We won't have Corey
offended
tonight.
I'm severely offended right now.
Corey and Professor Von Mothersbaugh will not be joining us tonight. But we do have, as always, Cody across from me. How you doing?
Bon voyage, Professor Von Mothersbaugh, and
yeah, we hope company. They're listening, because we know they're listening, because, I mean, somebody's got to listen to us.
Somebody loves us.
So, do we have anything interesting on the docket that's, like, bright and shiny that we need to worry about?
On the docket? Making things. You like to make things, and that's on the docket all the time, right?
Absolutely. I'm always making stuff. Pretty soon I'm making... Oh, well, that's a secret project. So
well, I failed spectacularly today trying to configure a video streaming server that was...
Hey, what was the point of failure?
Between my ears. Oh, no. And on this, I don't know, this old computer. It
yeah,
just
hopefully...
It wouldn't make...
Hopefully coming soon, we're going to stream this, right?
Oh, definitely.
Some video streaming?
Yes, we're working on it. It might have been ready this time, but we got no, we're not in a hurry, and we have no obligations to anyone. Probably next time.
I wanted to show off my bullseye, though. It just happened.
Holy crap.
Planned it ahead
Holy
of time.
Crap. If you go outside, check yourself for ticks, check yourself for ticks, check your kids for ticks, check your dog for ticks, check your cat for ticks, check your birds for ticks. Then check the couch and the bed and everything else, and then yourself again.
Yeah, sorry. Because they can just fall off of things and then onto you.
And then they crawl, and then they crawl into weird spaces, and then they crawl out of those weird spaces and find other spots to attach to you. And if for some reason you have a tick attached to you, number one, if it's less than 24 hours, you haven't got Lyme disease yet. You're fine.
Probably.
No, no. 24 hours. If less than 24 hours and
that.
You remove it correctly.
Nope. I don't believe that either.
That's fine. You don't have to believe me. You can believe them. But if you want that little bit of extra, like, security that makes you feel comfortable, I'm telling you, less than 24 hours, you do not have Lyme. You might have one of the many other things that a tick can squeeze into you, but...
It's false security.
Maybe. I'm not sure. I do shower daily and check myself a lot, but, you know, those ticks are also pretty tiny.
Dude, I've come in, taken off all of my clothing, showered, put on a new set of clothing, and this is after completely disposing of the old set of clothing that I had hiked in.
Yeah.
Burned them.
I still found a tick on me.
Okay. There are a lot
that
of
was in, it's
weird
insane.
Little folds in your body, and they love to hide. Okay? Yeah. Okay? Believe me. Like,
tell me more about my folding holes.
My last giant one was right here where I can't see it, but it was right here, and I'm like...
He's pointing to his clavicle.
It was really close. Like, what is this over here? And so like, oh my God, that's a tick! It was like, it felt like it was the size of a Dungeness trap. It was enormous. I was like, what is this thing?
Well, that's lucky. If it was that big, it was probably not one of the ones that's going to give you Lyme, but... Regardless of who you believe on how long it can be in there, the second you find it, you should remove it. And you should not remove it with a lighter or a match or Vaseline.
Wait,
or any
you're,
stupid
you're
stuff.
Supposed to do that.
No.
Burn it, right?
No,
maybe
no,
after.
No.
After the fact.
You take
after
a,
it's like popcorn.
Dying
you
fire.
Take a pair of tweezers that come to a fine point, and you grab as close to the skin as possible. What you want to do is grab the barb that's actually in your skin and pull it out. If you can do that, you will prevent infection. If you screw up and squeeze the tick's body, you're basically squeezing a hypodermic needle, injecting yourself with Lyme and whatever else. So
that's a good tip. I never heard
Yeah, you want to go right down to the skin, pull on the barb, pull on the straw, and then pull out.
Okay.
I actually use kind of a wide, but they come to a sharp point, and scrape my skin. Like, make sure you really, like...
Yeah.
Scrape it?
Scraping. Yeah, well, I mean, I pinch it a little bit, but really, like, scrape the skin. Because I've heard you can use... I've never tried it, but that you can use just a credit card or, like, a debit card or something.
Really?
And you really
like
just
I don't
scrape,
do that.
Scrape hard, and it will always get the head.
Anybody's desperate and has nothing to work with, I'm not going to blame you for any method you use. But if you have the option, go get a pair of tweezers.
Well, I guess you could use a pair of credit cards or something, right?
No, yeah, no, just one side, like really hard scrape.
Like you're removing a splinter, right? Because
that
you can do the same thing for
too?
A splinter, yeah.
Oh.
You can flick it with a credit card.
I wish I knew that. I've had quite a few.
You can flick it with a credit card. You can get in there with some tweezers. Drawing salve and other things like that. Don't really pull it out. Just time in your body will push it out, but, you know, pull it out and disinfect.
You know, what do you know? You get the bio break at the beginning of the show.
Ticks.
Relevant to living in New York.
Stay away from the ticks. Watch for the ticks. Wear dark clothing because the ticks don't jump on dark clothing quite as much.
They don't?
It's harder to detect them, but it's also harder for them to detect you.
I thought they sense heat. Wasn't it a heat thing?
Heat, yes, also. And movement. But they basically hang out on things waiting for you to walk by, touch them, and they stick.
Yeah, okay.
I haven't noticed any particular difference wearing dark pants or... light shorts or whatever.
I'm repeating stuff I see on the DEC website.
Yeah, okay.
You know what? Maybe they don't work, but to the best of their knowledge, they do. Tuck your pants into your socks, okay?
Collectively, the DEC has a lot more hiking time than I have, so there you go.
All right, so that was all sprouted from Albert's giant gaping sore in the back of his
head. Oh, my God.
That we cannot show on video,
I have never seen a bullseye before. This thing's it's bigger than your fist. It's huge.
It's gotten
They're not all
too.
Like that.
It's getting bigger.
And bullseyes don't mean you have Lyme, and not having a bullseye does not guarantee you don't
I've
have
I've had
one.
Some crazy ones. Like, one got me on the back, a very, very tiny one.
Mm-hmm.
And it ended up being, like, this weird splay of... You know those images that you see from the Large Hadron Collider?
Of particles going every which way?
Yeah, the particle map.
Like lightning spreading out.
It looked like that.
Okay.
Oh.
So you have a particle generator in your back, and all it took was a tick. That's awesome.
But But yeah, that's they don't have to look like a bullseye.
That's because ticks pick up whatever is inside mice and deer and several other types of animals. And they get filled with all sorts of fun, weird parasites. So that was something, probably not lying, but something else, trying to live in you. Mm. And that was the path it took before it was finally eradicated, hopefully.
It was like a red meat allergy one.
Oh, like I know a couple of people who have that.
Yeah.
Yep.
You eat meat and you get sick up to maybe 8 hours afterwards.
Yeah. So if you're not afraid of Lyme disease and you like red meat, well, be afraid of getting sick from red meat.
Whatever that disease is called.
Check for ticks.
Lyme is not just one thing. It's a constellation of organisms.
Yeah.
You got...
Well, Lyme is pretty particular, but, like, the tick itself has a whole zoo inside it.
A whole zoo.
Oh, yeah. I know a guy that would see that, like, got infected with stuff, that it put him in the hospital. He saw things, like, crawl across his eye before they got the stuff to go away. Yeah, it was bad.
Dude.
I think it was Babesia.
Babesia?
Yeah.
That gets in your eyeball?
I think he had it that bad.
What is that?
That's
parasite?
A
parasite.
Yeah, it's
no.
It's a, what do you call those?
Like worms?
Prokaryotes?
Oh yeah.
No.
I don't know.
It's a eukaryotic organism.
Not like an amoeba.
It is like an amoeba.
Oh, those will kill you.
Ew.
Yeah. Oh yeah. They had to flush his system, and the doctor's like, for a while, like, we're sorry, we don't know how to fix you yet.
Oh.
And it's like, and it's just basically crawling. I mean. And what is it? In Africa, there's those parasitic worms that get into your eyes, and there's an entire tribe that's just blind. Like, you just get blind as you get older because the worms just do that. Yeah. I'm not looking it up right now.
Wow.
We should be able to skeeve everybody out enough with the ticks. Pull them out.
Well, wolves. Introduce wolves, right? Reintroduce them?
No, it won't matter. You got to kill the mice. Yeah,
that's
kill
true.
All
it's
the
more
mice.
Than mice.
All the mammals, right?
If somebody wants to actually take care of ticks, the best way to do it is to use tick tubes. You can go to Lowe's and you can buy them. They, like, basically are small cardboard tubes with cotton inside them that is treated with permethrin.
Permethrin, yeah.
You can also, if you can get your hands on permethrin, apply it to cotton balls and stuff it inside toilet paper tubes and stick them in different places like wood piles and anywhere that's protected that the mice will get to them. The mice will get the cotton, take it back to their dens, fill the dens with the permethrin-coated cotton, and all the mice in there become an army for killing ticks.
You can also get, a night vision scope on your BB gun and shoot the mice at night. Pretend you're, like, the American sniper.
And dedicate the next 20 years of your life to it.
Because that's how long it's going to take you to eradicate them all.
Just the ones in your yard.
Yeah, just the ones in your yard.
Well, I trap probably, we live in an old farmhouse, I trap 10 a month, and then there could be a dry spell, but then at some point there will be a wave where I catch a few in one day.
Even. That's why you use poison and just deal with the smell.
No. We had one die in the walls, and the smell's terrible, and that's just... That's a one-off. You know, that's a rare occasion.
There's also the stupid trap, which is just a bucket with water in it, and you put a ramp up to it. Sometimes they're so stupid they go up the ramp and they fall in the bucket. And literally, my brother was killing a bunch of rats and mice at a store he was building, and so they got all like paintball guns and they're killing all the mice and rats, but. One dude, he couldn't shoot any of them. They're like, hey, the bucket killed more than you did.
quick thing, you could take another mouse trap you could do if you want to catch them live is you take a tall garbage can that's at least 4 feet tall, just a regular tall garbage can. You put it up to the right up to your kitchen counter. You take a cardboard tube and you balance it on the end of your kitchen counter just so it just barely stays there. So that any extra weight makes it fall into the garbage can. You put just a little bit of rice or something in the end of it. The mouse will walk across your countertop. It will look in the tube, see the food. It will walk into the tube. The tube will fall into the garbage can. It will be stuck in the garbage can and not be able to jump out.
But he'll probably eat the food.
Can you make like a Thunder Dome and you just like keep throwing them in there?
Yes, you can. You absolutely can. And then you go and take them all one day to a rival's house and you leave them there. Oh, and also, quick tip for ticks, people walking through the woods with kids and stuff, you can take lint rollers that they sell for getting lint off of your sweater and stuff. You can roll them all over you after you've been hiking, and it will you will get a little weirded out by the stuff it collects off of you. You will see ticks on it.
Ew.
That sounds fun, actually. That's like,
what do I got now?
That's perversely fun.
Well, I mean, everything you do is going to, they're not on you anymore.
It's quote unquote satisfying. is that what the kids say nowadays? It's satisfying.
Satisfying?
Snickers.
You know, you ever see those videos on YouTube of kids opening things or doing some useless task, but it makes like a noise, and it's like, this is satisfying.
It's literally satisfying.
Like,
It's like popping bubble wrap.
Bubble wrap, yeah.
You know, it's a totally useless,
like cutting clay with
task.
A knife.
Yeah, it's so satisfying.
Well, if you notice at the front windows here, there are no flies, and they haven't been here for 2 weeks because somebody sucked all of them up into a shop vac.
Somebody
100 in one afternoon, and that was very satisfying.
Wait, living flies?
Yeah, they're
awesome.
Flying around.
Brian X.
That is a great
genocide.
Way to take care of
flies. Shop vac is the best way to get rid of fly infestation.
If you have like a bee's nest inside too, you tape the end of the vacuum cleaner to a broom handle.
These are such great life hacks.
So that you get, like, you get a nice 5 foot gap between you and the beehive, and you can just suck them up.
I do hope you mean a wasp nest.
Wasp nest, beehive. Oh yeah, we don't hurt the bees.
We call
beekeepers in to get bees. If
yellow
that,
jackets.
Bees.
They're real bees. Unless they're carpenter bees.
Suck them up.
Well, if they're carpenter bees, which have a very glossy thorax rather than a hairy one like a bumblebee, carpenter bees are just destructive.
Ah, who cares? They all make honey.
No, they don't actually. They're like secondary pollinators. They like to eat wood and make their nests in
houses.
In your structural lumber.
Yeah.
Oh, great.
They bore it out.
Structural lumber.
That
sounds terrible.
What next, buddy?
You want to talk about what's really important?
What's really important?
What's really important?
And let the liberals warming up the earth somehow.
Warming up the earth.
Look. Yep. Somebody's got to do it. I say let them grow oranges in Alaska.
Gotta love me them Alaskan oranges.
You will, or at least your kids will. I guarantee it.
Well,
what are you talking about, Brian?
The Northeast could be a great place for agriculture and Siberia.
I am talking about the giant.
It's gonna empower
heat
the Russians.
It already is. The Northeast is great for making damn near everything. We can grow coffee up here right now. There are Arabica beans will grow in this climate.
Yeah.
So that's it. As far as I'm concerned, we're good. We got cows. We can make cheese. I can make coffee. I don't need anything else.
You really can grow coffee here now?
Yeah.
What about the winter freeze? It doesn't affect the vine, the plant, or anything?
Well, it won't be an annual. I mean, it won't be a perennial. It'll probably just be an annual crop, like a pepper is.
He just regrows again.
Yeah, you just grow it again. I mean,
no, you just plant another round.
Plant another one. Technically, a pepper can be maintained over the winter here.
Okay.
But people don't do that. They just let them die.
So if I had if I bring it into like a little greenhouse or my house, I could keep this thing alive.
Yeah, if you keep it
totally.
Like above 45, 50 degrees.
Dude, you have a greenhouse.
Fahrenheit,
you can grow a banana tree.
Then you can overwinter a pepper. You just gotta cut off most of its branches. It's very extreme looking, but you basically cut it down to a couple stems.
And it'll winter over.
Yep.
I overwintered a tomato plant. It did not produce any tomatoes over the winter. But my house is also generally pretty cold, and it got plenty of light, so it wasn't a light thing. It was a temperature thing. But then I put it out in the yard, and it's already grown. Like it kept growing, it just didn't fruit, and now it's like a giant tangled monster out in the yard, and it's got like over a dozen tomatoes on it already. So, so I'm like, oh okay, but I'm going to kill that at the end of this season and try another strain because I want something that fruits inside during the winter, if I can get that. Because plants are great inside during the winter. They increase your humidity levels, but it'd be nice to have some food, too. Fresh snack.
Have you checked out the greenhouse that's over on 32 that's opened up just...
Is it the one at...
At Silver Spur?
I haven't checked it out yet. It's like I last went there years ago when they were actually open under the last management.
Yeah, well, it's reopened, but I don't know what they're selling.
Is that the one in Cairo?
Yep. Yeah, somebody finally looks like they have most of it. Most of the greenhouse is in use, but not sure.
I'm
nobody's checked it out.
relatively poor, so I just order seeds online. and I plant them in little cubs, and I wait, and I look at them, and I go, do something.
Farmer Joe.
Oh, no, and Cody gave me some seeds that sprouted well for him, and I don't know what I did. I think I accidentally irradiated them.
How do you irradiate seeds?
You throw them in the microwave.
No.
To warm them up.
They just don't sprout. They got stored in the same place that I store my broccoli and tomato seeds, and these ones just, like, I don't know. I got to try again.
I'm sorry I didn't give you good instructions.
I put it in a cup. I put it in a room that's freaking 90 degrees. What do you want me to do?
You figured it would.
So, you want to talk about the weather, huh?
What about the weather? Not like anybody here does the weather.
Do you know anything about the space weather?
What about space weather?
The space weather.
I know that according to the better weather on the WGXC, this morning I heard that there were two near-Earth objects, the largest of which was 150 meters wide.
What?
I'm talking about solar weather, though, man.
That's a few megatons.
Not just things that are going to smack us and wipe our species out. That's
a measurement when it hits the Earth.
That's a Vladivostok level.
Vladivostok?
Oh, yeah.
What happened in Vladivostok?
Tunguska.
I'm sorry, Tunguska, that's right. Okay, that's a Tunguska event, last one. Something else happened in Vladivostok.
Wasn't there one that popped off
the
above
one that,
there?
The one that broke a bunch of windows. Did that happen above Vladivostok?
I think so. Okay, so yeah, if it doesn't hit the ground, it's just going to shatter a lot of windows.
And people's eardrums and give them lacerations.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, it would wipe out half of Albany. I like to put it in local terms like that.
Wait, the good half or the bad half?
We don't know.
Depends on where you aim it, Brian. Now.
Depends on where you're standing when it hits, right?
It also depends on, Brian, whether you, what you call the better half. What would be the worst half of Albany?
I don't know.
We're not going there. Cody, what were you talking about?
I like Albany.
Solar weather?
I wanted you to see what you thought about the idea that there's going to be a very active solar cycle, this next one coming up.
What about it? It's a guess. Flip a coin.
It's a guess?
Well, that's a long-term cycle. Look, you're
you tell
about
me the people that are taking bets on this, and then I'll form an opinion.
Taking bets?
Yeah, as far as I can tell, there's two schools of thought. This is supposed to be a regular length solar cycle because the last one was slow but kicking up. The one before that was dead. So this is supposed to be regular length. Some people, though, are seeing some different types of characteristics of our sun that are hinting to them that we're going to get a super active cycle.
Have you read about it?
Yes.
Okay, cool. Then you know what I'm talking about, the solar termination event.
No.
You don't?
No.
Wait, that one, what was that?
That's not what I'm talking about.
That doesn't sound good.
It doesn't sound good, but all it is
the marking.
The marking of a, the termination of certain magnetic lines along the sun's longitude, right? Yeah.
It descends from north and south. The magnetic field basically...
Right, they come together from the poles and
they
merge.
Yeah, and when the light...
Eventually,
or the opposite charges combine, they cancel out. And the bad part is, when you have that much magnetism over a giant roiling plasma ball, and it's kind of holding things in place. And then when you have the termination event, the cancellation of the magnetic field releases a lot of containment ability, and
ions.
Things leak out.
Highly charged plasma.
Yeah. We are swimming in this plasma all the time anyway. It's just the degree of how much of it. And there's always currents and eddies and different rivers of this stuff just oozing off of the sun. We pass into these things. They wrap around us. They collide with us. You're talking about them intensifying. Possibly for a brief time. Otherwise, what I was talking about is slightly different. A bunch of other factors adding up to stuff that's basically going to make all the amateur radio people angry for the next year because it's going to screw all their transmissions up.
A large amount of charged plasma that were passing through a bunch of charged plasma also anger the amateur radio people?
Charged plasma. Did I have too many burritos?
Did you go to Taco Bell?
Okay. It could anger some people, and it could actually, what is it? Certain KP types of readings with the magnetic flux capacitor blends with certain things. But, no, no. Okay. I,
there,
half of that was real. No. Half of that was real. The KP index, if there's a certain type of charge in the atmosphere, I'm pretty sure that's because it increases the reflectivity of the ionosphere. It can increase the distance of certain transmissions, make them longer range.
Okay.
But it will also totally destroy others. And shortwave usually just gets washed out easy.
Yeah, shortwave.
The higher bands are the ones that are able to do some bouncing, I think. Don't quote me on that stuff. I am not a licensed amateur radio operator. Maybe one day. But I just pay attention for them. And I use frequencies that don't have license requirements. Anyway.
Yeah, sure you don't.
Yeah. 915 megahertz. You can do whatever you want with it. It is the sluttiest frequency around. Everyone's allowed in it. What? No condoms.
Are there any other frequencies opening up soon? Because of, shifts in usage?
No. FCC hates everyone.
Yeah. They've already reallocated those frequencies.
Yeah, they're selling off frequencies to companies and stuff for different crap. That's why Starlink works.
Oh, yeah. What about Starlink? It's going to be global soon, right?
Screw Starlink.
It's going to be global.
That's what about Starlink.
Global. I really don't like it.
Global.
What do you mean soon?
No, it's like all the way around.
They're going to offer service to the service. I watched the satellites. Those satellites already cover the globe. They are everywhere, all over.
But they're going to be licensed to be...
Yeah, they're going to turn them on.
Linking to the ground.
Good. I don't care. Remote places already have plenty of options for other types of internet also. But
are they as good?
Starlink is okay. It's okay now. It's not good yet. It's not good internet. But most forms of, anything terrestrially linked, by wire, beats the crap out of Starlink.
Well, of course. Of course it does.
So anybody the ADSL circuit.
So,
No, not an ADSL circuit?
No. No, you have the same latencies on the ADSL speed as you do on the Starlink. At least according to their marketing advertisements, yeah.
Oh. Yeah, yeah. As advertised. Yeah. We haven't seen field tests that meet it yet. They're getting there. They promise it. They promise it, folks.
They're promising.
But you see, the thing that bothers me is it's going to bring internet to everyone. There are still tribes in Canada and other places that don't have internet access, and they are unique cultures. They're going away. They will be eradicated by Facebook and Snapchat, and I give it 10 years.
I thought we already did that with the 20th century.
No.
Yeah, we go with that one, too.
Yeah. Well, the old technologies were slow. And it took them a while to creep into the foreign and rare remote territories. Now, with Starlink beaming Pornhub to the tribes in the Amazon, that's going to happen.
Oh,
I see what you're saying now.
Yeah.
It's the robot girlfriend that they could never have.
Oh, no. That's a totally different... some people would call it a problem. I call it a solution. If we can slowly fade out the human race without anybody complaining, awesome.
The entire race?
Hey, maybe save 5 or 10 of them. Ones that can operate CRISPR.
What was that conversation today about some religion choosing between slavery or annihilation or extermination?
Yeah.
The aliens and the
Professor
robots.
Professor Mothersbaugh asked us what questions we would like her to ask the sub-geniuses, various sub-genii.
The elders and founders.
Yeah. Yeah, she's on location. She's going to be doing some X-Day research down in Florida where none of us feared.
And mine was, when our robot overlords are debating with the extraterrestrials on what to do with the humans, what will be your testimony? It's like an open question. What will you say?
When the robot overlords are what?
Debating with the extraterrestrials over what to do with the humans.
Extermination or slavery.
Pets and zoos. Are you kidding me? Or food. Zoos. Depends on the aliens. The tech won't use us as food. We're too inefficient and terrible.
We make great pets.
Yes.
There you go.
Change the texture.
We're entertaining.
Right? Oh, yeah. We will be sourced for our horribleness that they have long abandoned. We will be a unique historical oddity to them. That's why we will be kept in zoos. And it's mostly for the tech. The aliens just going to eat us.
Or deployed as a biological weapon.
Oh, crap, they will totally recode us to just emit poisons. Hey, wait, we did that already.
No,
we
just, did. You just put humans on a planet and let them
go. Just let them go. We will tax it all up.
Yeah, just put us on a planet. We'll just leave our litter everywhere.
Okay. All right, folks, you are listening to WGXZ.
And that's a nice paradise planet you got there.
That's WGXZ, 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, Catskill, and a whole bunch of other places in between. What? Remember? Do we want to do a song?
I don't know.
Do you want to do a song is the question.
Nah, I don't think I want to do a song.
You want to play Happy?
No.
Oh.
The song queued up is Lasagna. That might be safe for next time.
Okay. Fine.
Fine. Oh, I tell you what. You got anything you would like to talk about? Talk at me with?
Talk at.
I wanna. Yeah, I got stuff.
I just gotta do a little research.
Ben!
First. Yeah, what's up?
I told you this was coming.
Alright, what are we doing?
Recently, by the way, hey Siri, okay. Set an alarm for 7 a.m. Please continue.
Should have announced that. Alright, so. A bill was just passed by the New York legislature. Hold on to that. Don't just blurt it out. And supposedly it's going to streamline the contract process for broadband expansion projects.
I actually haven't read that one.
You haven't read about it?
It could be surrounding the make-ready work on the poles. I would hope so. That's pretty much what I can see. I mean, because usually that part takes about like 6 months to get an order.
Yeah.
So that would probably be the main thing. I haven't read it.
If I recall from the article, it said that it also addresses the costs. Like who
bears
the cost? Yeah.
Which usually the connector usually pays it. So like that guy.
Apparently they changed it to half and half.
Oh. So if I'm on the pole?
Whoever owns that pole.
I got to pay? Oh, that's garbage.
Oh, you don't like that?
No. That's garbage.
That's because you're not expanding right now.
Wow.
I mean, if you were, you might say otherwise.
I mean, to be fair, the electric companies have made out like bandits. They have really nice trucks. They got, you know, all sorts of nice stuff.
Wait, the broadband build. I missed this whole thing. What are you, with the broadband over electric? What are you talking about?
No.
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 It's from... I can read this from the newsroom, the Senate newsroom.
I have to look at it. Was it introduced or was it actually passed?
No, it was actually passed.
Wait,
interesting.
What are they doing now? What kind of...
It's to do with the make-ready work for pole attachment.
How they're distributing the costs. Because there's a monopoly.
We can give time by saying
Did
something.
Did you just
like,
get to Catskill?
Go do it, do it, do it.
Oh.
Do it.
Siri, tell Dad that I didn't bury that hobo yet. Technically, that should send out a text message to some people's dads.
Okay, Google, look up the best way to dispose of a body.
FBI's not watching anybody right here.
Okay, Google, find the sex offenders near me.
All right, so here's the bill. Senator, the article, the press release. Senator Michelle Hinchey's bill to expand rural broadband service receives full approval by the state legislature.
Okay.
So the Senate passed a bill to make it easier and more affordable for service providers to install internet service on utility poles.
Yeah.
It will streamline the contract process for broadband expansion projects.
That's
ensure that the installation costs are fairly, quote unquote, fairly allocated between broadband service providers, attachers, and utility pole owners.
So they're gonna put more oversight on the negotiation.
a very efficient government representative, maybe?
So hopefully you, if you go back and read this, I want to know if this is like a one-touch make-ready, like worked into all that.
I mean, that's possible. I mean, that would help out a lot. Right? You know,
rather
but
than
then,
having everybody on that pole come by and move their own stuff.
Yeah, I mean,
it's not gonna get like really a people working the same pole at the same time.
Well, they can't.
No, basically you would hire a contractor that's sort of approved by, let's say, the pole owners, and they'll move all your stuff at once. And that's the idea.
And they usually do it all the time, like they're familiar.
So
what's the difference here? Is they're trying to get some government entity to disintermediate?
Yeah, because, I mean, like, I know that, like, you know, the pole attachment fees are, they range between the owners of the poles. So I know Verizon charges one rate versus NYSEG versus the other guys. I mean, they're all over the map of what they charge. And then there's the monthly rent on them. But, I don't know. I'd be interested on that.
It says the measure addresses logistical challenges that small providers face when extending broadband infrastructure into unserved and underserved areas. All utility poles in a given city, town, or village under this bill will be placed under one contract, creating a more efficient system for the service providers to gain permission for their build-out.
That's actually not a bad idea.
Because,
I mean, even in towns like Hillsdale, you have, like, Consolidated Verizon, and then you have, you know, different power companies even. In the area. So, I mean, if you had one contract, I mean, that would be easier to negotiate that idea. It's not bad, actually.
Cool.
Oh.
So it is good news.
So it might help.
It might actually help.
It might help. Yeah. Might actually help.
All right, that's what I had.
That's all you had.
Well, I could go on, but I'll let somebody else chime in if they want to.
Does anybody have anything they would like to discuss or bring up?
When are we going to go to the Arctic Circle to get a nice suntan?
You can get a suntan in the Arctic Circle, can't you?
Arctic?
Just off the...
And the Antarctic.
Suntan? You're going to work for it,
but you can go
for a swim.
Hold on, will you? What about UV damage from the reflection off the snow?
Ooh, I don't know. Doesn't that only damage your eyes, or is it enough to give you skin burn?
I think if it's enough to damage your eyes, it's enough to damage your
circle.
You can stare. You can't stare at the sun as long as you can stand in the sun.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't know.
So I'm just saying, like, your eyes are sensitive to radiation. I don't know. So yeah, suntan. Okay. 2080. Okay, how's that sound? 2080. You can go get your suntan in the Arctic.
So we should start buying land there. Because it'd be ice free, right?
Yeah. Totally. It'll be beachfront property.
Now, do you get to trade land in Florida for that?
Oh God.
That's going to be underwater. Yeah. No. What you're going to be doing is trading the fishing rights for Miami.
Because
it's going to be underwater. Blessedly, thankfully.
The salvage rights, though.
Salvage rights for Miami.
Yes.
Houses.
What are you going to do? Get a whole bunch of bath salts?
Chew some faces off? Ooh,
yeah. All right, I got a time meter for you guys.
What's a time meter?
I have quiz time.
Oh.
Ooh. Oh, good. I got a call. I'll save them for you, Brian. I'm going to start with Ben.
All right.
Ben, in 2007, remember, they're multiple choice. You guys don't got to actually think. In 2007, a man named Corey Taylor faked his own death. To do what? Was it to escape a local biker gang, collect a life insurance policy, to stick it to his girlfriend, or to get out of his phone contract?
Phone contract.
I would guess that too.
That is correct.
Yes.
Phone contract. Yeah. This isn't
so mundane.
This isn't the Corey Taylor of Slipknot, is it? And Stone Sour.
Let's say no.
Let's say no.
Let's see. We don't know.
Sure. When, Brian, was the wristwatch invented? Was it 1804, 1904, 1704, or 1604?
Pick one.
1804?
1904. Oh, man.
I know, right? It was pretty recent.
Think,
That's really recent. I guess pocket watches were just always the thing.
Yeah, and or just not having a watch.
Oh, yeah. you did say wristwatch. Yeah. Pocket watches probably.
Yeah, you could always go around and look at the clock tower.
Or just
Charity,
not care.
Yeah. You may know this one.
I might not.
In ancient Greece, throwing an apple was a way to measure property, start a war, propose marriage, or insult the local gentry.
Throwing an apple?
Throwing an apple.
What?
Was it to measure property, start a war, propose marriage, or insult the local gentry? At one point, I invented the answers to this.
They all sound very insult. Valid, too.
I'm choosing the last one, insult.
The answer is propose marriage.
What? Oh, wow. That's what I was going to say, but then I thought better of it.
I don't know if they had to catch it or if you just hit him with it and thump, gotcha. I don't know.
Got to throw it hard enough that they get a lump on their head.
So old-timey baseball rules.
This tree.
Let me keep score here for everybody. Oh. Ben's got a one. And Albert, in Athens, if you were found guilty of sleeping with another man's wife, that man gets to take all of your sheep, take all of your property, cut off the offender's genitals, or sodomize the offender with a radish.
So take a sheep.
It's the radish.
Athens. Come on.
Where was this?
That could have been Rome.
Where was this?
Athens.
What era?
That's still. We don't. I guess we're assuming.
Ancient Athens.
I mean, come on.
Look,
the Athenians.
I didn't spend a
stuff.
Lot on this book of facts from Amazon, so it doesn't elaborate too much.
Well, I'm glad it didn't elaborate on that.
Okay, Ben.
Yeah.
Before the mid-19th century, dentures were often made from what? Reshaped bone, wood, cadaver teeth, or porcelain?
Cadaver teeth.
Ding.
2 points for that.
Ben's winning.
All right, Brian. In medieval times, animals were what of the following? Worshipped, put on trial, married, or shaved for fun?
Why are you coming up with all these plausible answers for weird times in history?
Yeah,
no. Repeat that again. What are the choices?
In medieval times, animals were what? Put on trial, worshipped, married, shaved for fun.
God, it's either...
Put
on trial or married. God, let's say married.
Would you like to phone a friend?
Let's say married. No.
Put on trial.
I'll give it to you. Put on trial. Put their animals on trial.
For what?
Why not? We put property on... Our justice system puts property on trial. So why not an animal?
At least it's
alive. All right, Cody. In February, 1865 was special. Why?
What did you say, February?
February of 1865. In 1865...
It was special.
Because it had...
Dave got shot.
An extra leap day. Tomato plants died across the world, the temperature reached 90 degrees in Antarctica, or only one recorded month with no full moon. Oh, wait, it's the only year with a recorded month with no full moon.
The only year to have a recorded month with no full moon?
Mm-hmm. Or an extra leap day, or all the tomato plants died, or it was the first day the 90s were reached in the
Antarctica. Well, I'm not very good at arithmetic around leap years and leap days, so... The leap day.
It's not tomatoes?
No full moon.
What?
They had a month. They had a moon. A month without a full moon. Because it just lined up right. There was something weird.
Short days and...
All of February?
What?
Yeah, February was so short. Or there was like an extra leap day. There was no full moon. Huh. It's like the only recorded month.
Yep.
That's why it's so weird.
Will that ever happen again?
Probably.
Well, because that moon cycle is like 29 days about...
The moon's going to continue to drift away from the Earth, so its cycle will become slower.
Slower, longer.
The farther away you are, the slower you have to travel. So that will definitely happen again.
Yeah.
Hmm. Not only that, but our month system doesn't actually line up with the moon's
cycles. It's a weird, arbitrary,
exactly.
Crazy
Caesar.
Jesus-y weird. Hey, Albert. In 16th century Canada, what was consumed as a contraceptive? Was it deer testicles, pine needles, beaver testicles or moose testicles?
I'm sorry, Sean, needles. But last month I ate all those testicles.
Try again.
Try again.
I'll give it another try. It's not the pine needles.
Moose testicles.
Beaver testicles.
No, beaver.
Yeah.
Why? Beaver was the odd one, because what was it? It was moose and...
Moose and deer.
Deer.
Deer, yeah, those are too similar.
They don't have deer.
Do Canada.
I guess they do have some, but...
They got
it.
How does Canada not have deer? They border New York.
Because of wider ranges of caribou and moose?
Yeah, well, all right, got you there.
They have
I'll bet
deer.
You money they got deer. All right. All right.
Yeah, maybe in lower Canada, you know, lower tier.
I will go, I will live in Montreal. In 1950, what was considered dangerous for anyone over 40, Ben? Was it exercise, water, sleep, or work?
I'm going to go with exercise.
Stop
exercise
it. Stop looking at my crap.
He's just basically winning
everything. Yeah.
Well,
he's not winning nothing. Don't worry.
I win nothing.
How did you know
no
that?
No guarantees you like what you win.
Okay, Brian.
No.
Looks like I have an even number of questions here. This is going to work out great. Nomophobia.
Well.
Nomophobia. Nomophobia is what? Is it fear of breaking a bone? Fear of Bigfoot? Fear of driving off of a cliff? Or fear of leaving your phone at home?
What?
Nomophobia.
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 Are you afraid to break your bone? That Sasquatch is going to steal you? That you're going to drive off a cliff? Or that you left your phone at home?
Yeah, I'm going to go with Sasquatch because why not?
All right, try again. Give you one more
phone?
Time.
I don't know.
That's correct. Brian gets a point. He's on the board.
Really? That's nomophobia?
Nomophobia is the fear of leaving your phone at home, and it is clinically considered an addiction. And... everyone has it. Almost everyone has left their phone, and then all of a sudden, they're like, oh no, they're worried. It starts taking up too much of their time and their thoughts. Some people even start to get sweaty and shake a little. Yeah.
That's not... Why would that...
Because
like,
they
I had,
need it.
I had this fear one time. I actually may have thought I dropped my phone into the Catskill Creek.
Ooh.
But it only went like 9/10 down the hill when I checked the next day. Behind Crossroads Brewery.
See, he didn't. He cared so little that he did not go down in the dark, almost down to the creek, to find this phone. Certain
death.
Left it.
Certain death.
Well, that's nice. That's called, I don't know, independence. Self-sufficiency, reliance, resourcefulness. You know, not being a bunch of words I can't say on the radio.
Wait, what's my question? Come on now.
Oh.
Hit me with the one that I can't get. Yep. Oh,
okay, fine.
Oh,
how much of the world's money is digital?
How much of the world's money is digital?
33%, 56%, 80%, or 92%? 33, 56, 80, 92.
It's gotta be way in.
92.
That is correct.
Wow.
I mean, that doesn't... That's not... that does include Bitcoin and all sorts of cryptocurrency, but that also includes your current bank ledger. Your banks don't have as much money as their numbers say they do.
No, it's a fractional reserve, so they've lent it out to homeowners.
So if the numbers ever get
look
deleted
M1
one day, your
and
money's gone.
And figure out what those mean.
It's a nest of contracts.
That's all it is.
All right. And Albert, 60-million-year-old bones of what were recently found in New Zealand? Was it a pygmy mammoth? Griffin? Flying hippo or a human-sized penguin?
What?
One
of those things was found there.
Pygmy mammoth?
Pygmy mammoth, griffin, flying hippo, flying or a human-sized penguin?
Okay. Clearly it's
human-sized
one of
penguin.
Ding.
Yeah.
He had a 50% chance.
A human-sized
clearly.
Penguin.
Hey, look, with... A lab there could make a
flying
griffin
hippos.
Any day.
A griffin, yeah.
Any day.
In New Zealand, you said?
In New Zealand.
No.
Human-sized penguins.
They could, but they wouldn't. However, in China...
they probably already have.
Tastes delicious.
They have it locked up in a cage, and it's just brooding, plotting its revenge on the entire human race.
And that concludes this episode's quiz. The next quiz is based upon amateur radio information.
Oh, God.
Oh, cool.
That's going to be hard for us.
And that might be next time if we don't find someone interesting to talk to.
We're interesting to talk to. For us.
Yeah, what are you saying, Joe?
Yeah, what are you trying to say? You tired of us?
What are you trying to say?
You tired of us? I won't come to the next show if you don't want me to.
By talking to, I mean we are us guys finding other people to invite on the show. Yeah, you know, we've had guests. You know, people actually show up and talk to us that do real things. Like, we had some astronomers on. You remember that?
I do. Yes, I remember the amateur astronomers.
Car mechanics and stuff on. We've had people here, damn it!
Oh, Cody does real things.
I do.
It was a, our CNC machine was like jumping a few steps every time you turn the spindle on and off.
Really? That's a little crazy.
How'd you fix that? What
was that was a little crazy.
What was the broken?
We chased it down by removing and adding components and reorienting them, and eventually we figured out it was just a bad ground.
Oh, God, no. I hate that. Oh, bad grounds are the
worst. Bad grounds will screw up a car. They will screw up so many things. They will cause all sorts of weird error codes.
So what was it, floating somewhere? It was just fell off?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Are the grounding pads working well?
Like,
it was paint on it or something.
I think it was because the cable, which contained, you know, the stepping pins and all the signals, was not actually grounded to the controller's ground plane.
Oh, yet a floating.
So
ground.
I had to run a wire from the housing of the parallel port cable to the ground plane screw.
Oh.
And I just screwed it into the case.
Where the ground, the sheathing, where all the independent signals were noising with each other.
There was, for some reason, the pin that is supposed to be grounded on a DB25
wasn't grounded.
Just was not connected to the shield or the housing.
It was just a signal return, not grounded.
Yep.
Wow, that's good.
And
you found it.
And in addition, I had time before the show to get software spindle control working. So now you don't have to turn put your arm around the front of the box and press the run button on the little panel.
And turn the knob manually?
Yeah, you can just click on something on the screen and it just goes weep, spins right up.
Oh my God! Now it's fully functional.
Yeah, this is nice.
Damn.
It's been a long time coming.
Hopefully we cut.
All right, Cody.
Yeah.
Good job. Good work.
I put the Legos together correctly.
Dude, that's important.
That's half the battle.
Yeah.
A lot of people can't. Have you seen what kids make with those things? No, that was a bad joke. Kids make awesome things with Lego. Like, everything they make with the Lego is awesome.
Oh, I thought you were saying
they're little geniuses.
Yes. They're called they're called Caltrops.
Oh, I see what you're saying. Yeah.
That's what Legos are.
Well, yes, that's what us as large footed adults look out for.
Area denial weapons is what they are. If someone's if women carry pepper spray, no, carry a handful of Legos. Just throw them behind you and run. Don't do that. Don't do that. You will. Don't do that.
Bad advice.
So, does anybody want to talk about $15 broadband?
It's not legal. It's been removed. It's gone. Goodbye.
Temporary injunction.
Right.
Yes, because they can't do that.
But it's temporary. You never know.
There's a pretty good law in place so far that says.
Is there?
Ben?
I don't know.
That's
what the lawyers say.
How do you hope it comes out?
He doesn't have to be concerned about it, he said.
Well, yeah. I mean, the main thing is that it would actually probably drive disinvestment in any sort of poor community. If they really look at it that way, like, they wouldn't do it because there's no...
Right.
You try to sell that to an accountant?
All right, so to basically guarantee that all the poor people would have internet, he guaranteed that all the poor people
would
never... ever get the internet.
Well, they would never upgrade.
Holy
literally
crap.
Never upgrade. Because when you think about it, that way you're just like, oh, wait, that wasn't what their intended consequence was.
Yeah, somebody who's
was.
Like making up a new project would never pick that census block either.
No.
Would they?
No.
Because then they'd know exactly how much they'd make off
well,
of it.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, like, then they would just weaponize, like, the census data, which tells you the poverty rates and all these other things, and why would you do it? You just wouldn't.
You know what's slimy about that?
Oh,
I read
man.
That it was actually slipped in the budget.
Yeah. No, this is how Cuomo gets things done. He does it in the budget.
That's that. No, that's
he
how
does,
all
he likes,
politicians do it. It's
no, he's a pretty. I'm holding back here. He's a pretty skeevy person doing the stuff he does. Like, you could say what you want about the SAFE Act, up or down, but closed-door deals with a few people that governs the entire state and the basic rights that a lot of people are going to get mad about, you don't do things that way. You do things in the open. You get people to vote on measures. You have a legislator that actually works for a living. That's not
yeah,
the show.
Are you saying no bid contracts to family members is not a good thing to do?
Are you making an accusation?
Nepotism and skeeviness is not a good thing, no.
So $15 broadband's not going to be happening.
Okay, folks.
Anytime.
Let me just tell you this now. I'm going to give you the warning. This is probably going to be an interesting after show. It may not even last long, but it's going to be explosive. Because then I get to, like... I get to smoke my bowl, I get to relax, and then
anybody,
I get to open up.
And then get angry.
Everybody legalized pot, I mean, you can't be too mad at him.
Listen, this guy legalized it after for years railing hard against it, saying that it was a gateway drug.
What was he detracting from at that time?
Well, that was kind of just the cover, because they realized once you legalize it, you have to then admit that there are thousands of people in jail that you got to let go, and they have to get those things lined up first.
Mm-hmm. And that's a lot of money that some people are not going to make, and
exactly.
That's going to be a loss of jobs and other things. And some people are going to have to realign their society a little bit, because some people that smoke a plant aren't criminals anymore. And yes, that is a distraction. That is why we're not talking about the women that he touched inappropriately. Or they claimed that he touched inappropriately. But, that happened, and people stopped talking about it real quick, didn't they?
Yeah. Yep, they don't talk about that.
It makes us men so uncomfortable, so we just don't like to talk about it.
So,
yeah.
That's okay. You know, Andrew Cuomo, Bill Cosby can all go have a nice big party together.
Wow.
Yeah.
Six picks.
They
can
get
Matt Gaetz,
and they can all just go get a whole bunch of them children. And Lindsey Graham and all his boy servants can
devolved.
Just, yeah.
Oh.
Roman orgy.
Oh. Wow.
This has devolved, I must say.
I know.
Can you say I have a problem with authority?
I feel dirty.
You have a problem with authority.
And people that are, I don't know, try to say they're moral but are patently not.
Mm.
Good old. Yeah, I only got 4 minutes left, folks. What do we got now? What else do you got?
I don't know.
We're just lost without
Tell me
the
about
history.
How's Goes going? Tell me how Goes is going.
Goes does not go well.
Why?
I have my radio filter. I have my software-defined radio. I just need a good dish.
I gave you a dish.
You gave me a dish. You gave
well,
me a smaller dish than the one that I already
Wait,
have. I need to show you the one that I have.
What's Goes? What's its
Goes is the NOAA satellite that I'm trying to get downlink data from.
So you
it
need
is,
a bigger dish. You need
what
like
frequency?
I have the right dish. I need the right... LNA? Antenna element.
Yeah.
I have LNAs. I have several LNAs, which are low noise amplifiers. I have several filters for filtering the stuff out. I need
the right
antenna.
Position it correctly?
Yes.
Like
I have to, yes. Okay, I have to point that dish
peak.
Right at that. And it's almost
right
due south
it.
From us.
Yeah.
But it's like only like 10 degrees up elevation. So it's aiming
it's basically
low.
In the tree line.
Yeah.
Oh,
it
yeah.
looks like I'm aiming it right at my neighbor's house. That's going to be fun. But fortunately, Wi-Fi uses the same frequency range, so I could just plug into that and that dish and probably get their Wi-Fi.
Joe, you hit me with them 5Gs. You better not be hitting me with them 5Gs, Joe.
I know somebody's going to come shoot that thing.
Yeah, I got my shot for COVID, and I know the chip's floating around in me.
Probably kicked it.
Yeah,
he
did.
Pushed
the button.
Went to sleep.
The monitor.
Yeah, just went to sleep.
Pushed a button. The button. Everything. You know what? Let's just assume everything's working great.
Yeah,
there you go.
I mean,
like a minute out.
We got.
So.
We got no reason not to. Did I like not hit those buttons or anything funny like that?
Oh God.
Give me.
I'm gonna have to check. I'm gonna check.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed this show.
Yeah, I know.
I hope the show is still going.
We are grousing glibly.
Hey, look at that. We're recording and we're streaming.
And
we're
hey,
streaming.
Winner.
Ah, oh, crap. They are hearing me. to our missing members, we do miss you. We hope we welcome your return swiftly and safely. Anybody got any last minute things they want to get out before the radio station kicks us over? No? How about Siri, shuffle my playlist?
How about what?
Siri, shuffle my playlist.
Oh, God.
No? No? Siri, play popular music.
Siri, call the police!
Playing NWA.
Ha ha ha.